A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. In 1988, Jean Vanier, the founder of the L'Arche movement, gave a talk at Harvard University. L'Arche is a network of small households, small communities, where mentally handicapped people live together in a communal life. At that talk at Harvard, Jean Vanier said the following. He said, "For 25 years now, I've had the privilege of living with men and women with disabilities. I have discovered that even though a person may have severe brain damage, that's not the source of his or her greatest pain. The greatest pain is rejection, the feeling that nobody really wants you like that, the feeling that you're seen as ugly or dirty, a burden of no value. That is the pain I have discovered in the hearts of our people. When we welcome people from this world of anguish, brokenness, and depression, and when they gradually discover that they are wanted and loved as they are, and that they have a place, then we witness a real transformation. I would even say a resurrection." One of the greatest blessings for Jesus as he begins to move around the towns and villages in Galilee is the joy of sharing the bread of communion and friendship with others at the common table. Jesus discovers that it's the perfect setting for nurturing new friendships, dreaming of a new world, and removing some of the roadblocks that keep people separated. Sharing a meal becomes sacramental, you know, really powerful and life-giving. And healing begins to happen, and the dream of a new world, a world without us and them, actually starts to seem possible. Jesus' little band of disciples grows. It's quite a motley little band at first. Sometimes it probably even looks like a little circus. Jesus wasn't quite sure where his community was going to end up, where it was all going, but he kept trusting his Abba, with whom he would converse deep into the night. Of course, nobody ever expected him to sit down and share a meal with a tax collector. For some people, that was going just a bit too far. You know, it's okay to share a piece of bread with a street person or a neighbor who has lost her job, but a tax collector who steals and cheats innocent people, isn't that going a bit too far? Scripture scholar Luke Timothy Johnson reminds us that Jesus understands himself as a physician who calls the sick to health. Like the physician, then, Jesus knew that he had to be where the sick were. His fellowship is not one in which the righteous are separated from the sinners. Says Luke Timothy, "To drink the new wine offered at Jesus' banquet, to wear a new garment for his wedding feast, one must have a new heart, a change of mind." Jesus wasn't dumb. He wasn't blind. He wasn't oblivious to the sinful lives of some of the people he ran into. He was actually pretty alert. He knew what some of these good-for-nothings were up to. But that's precisely the point. How are we going to help these people if we don't reach out, invite them to sit down and have a hamburger, listen to their stories, and not be afraid to look them in the eye? Jesus didn't eat with sinners because he thought that sin was a good thing. No, he welcomed sinners and ate with them because he thought it was worth the effort to help a lost sheep come home or to reach out to someone who had gotten lost on the path of life. The door into the reign of God doesn't have any metal detectors or X-ray machines that read our hearts to see if we've made any mistakes in life. No, it's just a great big old table with lots of chairs and lots of food and many people smiling, laughing, and telling their stories to one another. In the words of Jean Vanier, breaking and sharing bread teaches us the sacrament of friendship. And if you don't understand what all those fancy words mean, then just pull up a chair and we'll break some bread and tell some stories and discover together what the word communion really means.